Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you, those who work so freaking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it right now. You want to live that life that you love, that you really, with those that you love, right? You want to be able to do what you want when you want. And guys, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is what it means to be a Rippler. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys have been binging on these episodes and actually applying these things, which is exactly why we do this show. So thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect for you. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Use the passive income calculator to find out how much passive income you could create in the next 12 months using the cash that you already have, maybe cash you didn't even know you had, that could actually be used to work for you, so you don't have to work so hard for it. So go check that out today.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
All right, guys. So I'm bringing on somebody today that I'm very excited to have on. If you guys have ever heard of Robert G. Allen, he's a number one best-selling author of many books. You might have heard of Nothing Down in the 90s, which is kind of where he really got his fame and his glory. And I know many of you guys, if you've been doing active real estate investing, yep, Robert's actually holding up his book, Nothing Down for the 2000s. He's also got as well. But if you guys have been in real estate, you've probably heard of Robert. You probably used it too. He's even got other books like Creating Wealth, Multiple Streams of Income. One I actually read when I was a financial advisor before I made it. And actually The 1 Minute Millionaire with him and Mark Victor Hansen. That was another great book that I read also when I was a financial advisor before I left and went to the light side instead of stayed with the dark side of all those other financial advisors. Really excited to have Robert on today. So Robert, thanks for joining our show.
So happy to be here. Let's ripple.
Let's ripple. And the cool thing is, I keep forgetting, you're actually in my backyard of Utah now, aren't you?
Yep. I live in just south of Salt Lake City.
That's right. Yep. Same here. So yeah, glad to have you on. I was going to say two Utards here, but I shouldn't say that. That's demeaning for those of us living in Utah, but it's good to have you on here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to shedding some light on the subject and helping your podcasters, people who listen to this regularly and learn so much from it. Hope this will be valuable to them.
Absolutely. Well, give us a little bit more of the backstory, especially for those who maybe hadn't heard your fame. Like they haven't, maybe haven't read all your books, which they should.
Heard of me before?
There's got to be a few, right?
Nothing Down came out in 1980. So that was 43 years ago. So it's been a while. It is the all-time best-selling real estate investment book, number one New York Times bestseller. And it came out of my own experience of making my first million investing in real estate, not having much. Got started with $1,000 and then I just parlayed that into the next deal and the next deal and the next deal. And so I've seen lots of cycles, as you were talking about before we got on the call live, that there's just been lots of cycles. Like you said, most people think this is the first time it's ever happened. But I got started in the recession of 1974. Mm-hmm. So that was, what was that, 50 years ago? There was a huge recession. Some of you are not even born at that time or forgotten about that, what that was like. But there was a big recession. And nobody was buying real estate and nobody was, you know, and I couldn't find a job. I had an MBA at BYU, but couldn't find a job. So I said, well, heck with it. I'm going to take the $1,000 my dad gave me for graduation. I'm going to buy a piece of real estate with it. How hard can it be? Had no clue how much you needed or what kind of qualifications to get loans or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just found a millionaire who was in my local church group. And I said to him, Paul, I've got $1,000. You're a multimillionaire. Show me how to do it. And it wasn't that easy either, But the bottom line was, and make it a long story short, bought my first property with that $1,000, flipped it immediately. We didn't call it flipping back then, but I flipped it and mm-hmm. within a month or so, and then bought a 7-unit building, flipped that, bought a 12-unit building, a 10-unit building, 40-unit building, on and on, lots of single family homes, and then became a millionaire in about 3 to 4 years after graduation when I couldn't find a job. And then I wrote the book Nothing Down, which has helped thousands and thousands of people. It's amazing. I just bump into people all over the place. That was the book that got me started. I now own mm-hmm. 3,000 apartment units. Thank you, Robert. Anyway, that's me. And then I wrote Creating Wealth, which is also a number one New York Times bestseller, multiple streams of income, which is an entrepreneur needs to make money in all kinds of ways, not just real estate.
Yeah.
So, and then the 1 Minute Millionaire. Those are probably my 4 million copy bestsellers that have reached probably the most amount of people.
Now, tell them the story, because people obviously challenge you on the whole nothing down concept.
Yeah.
So I remember it was somebody in the media actually challenged you to do that. Can you tell us more about that story?
Well, I was asked by my publisher for an advertisement that they wanted to run in the Wall Street Journal. And they showed me the ad. I was a young buck. I mean, in my early 30s, I don't know any of that stuff, but it just sounded like a terrible ad. And he says, well, what ad would you run? And I thought to myself, we got to prove that this works. Send me to any city, take away my wallet, give me a $100 bill. And in 72 hours, I'll buy an excellent piece of real estate using none of my own money. It sounded pretty good. And he goes, could you do that? And I go, sure. I had never done it. I didn't know it would be, I mean, I thought it was possible, but anyway, so we ran that ad and it made the bestseller list. It just was huge, huge for driving traffic, buying the books, doing my own seminars with that same ad. And then the LA Times saw a full page ad I'd bought for my seminar in Los Angeles. And they called me and they said, no, we don't think you can do that. We don't like you running ads like that in our newspaper. We challenge you. We'll drop you in a city. We'll take you there. Meet us at the airport, the Marriott Hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning on February 11th, mm-hmm. January 11th. And we'll see whether or not you can follow us. Anyway, I showed up, flew to San Francisco. They gave me $520 bills. I went into the city and I started using my system. And the system is based on mindset, technique, and people skills. People skills, how do you create trust with somebody? Do they trust what you're saying? Or are you lying? Are you trying to take advantage of them? My mentor, Stephen Covey, taught me the win-win philosophy. If you want to win, you have to make sure they win. Or it'll be win-lose. And if it's win-lose, then it'll eventually be lose-lose. So you got to be win-win. You got to be honest, ethical, enlightened, helpful, friendly, you know, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. so that's the first skill, which is a people skill. And then mindset skill is I knew I'd be suffering maybe 100, 200 rejections in those 3 days. I would talk to lots of people. I'd make lots of phone calls. I talked to lots of realtors. We didn't have email back then. So the mm-hmm. bottom line is
in the phone book.
I literally did. I got the newspaper when we run a lot of ads and back in those days. And I went to a pay phone and I cashed my $100 in and I started calling people on the advertisement, calling realtors, just calling and getting totally shut down everywhere. Showed up at a hotel that night. We had to rent a room to live on $100. I can't just buy a property. So we had to find a property in the least likely area of San Francisco. It's called the Tenderloin District. If you know where that is, you shouldn't. It was a hotel where two young men could show up at a hotel in San Francisco with no identification, wanting to pay cash, no credit card, because that's all I had. $35 was the nightly rent, and I split it with him. So $17.50 of my first $100 was gone. And then it had a telephone, so lots more calling, till 10:12 that night when somebody called me back and said, I got a property I'll sell you with nothing down. It was an ad in the newspaper, actually. And he said, show up at my office tomorrow at 10, and I'll have the contract all written out for you. Bring a dollar. Let's do it. So wow. It was really amazing. So the property he sold me, he wasn't highly motivated. He wasn't desperate. He was a very, very, very smart investor who had bought this property substantially below the market, had fixed it up, and then refinanced all of his money back out. So mm-hmm. he had no money invested in this property and even a little profit he pulled out from the brand new loan. And therefore, there's nothing but his $33,000 in equity that was left. And he said, yeah. I'll sell you this property with no money down. You'll assume the loan because I made arrangements for the bank to allow one person to assume the loan without worrying about qualifications. So, I mean, all this was it's almost like it was orchestrated. It was a perfect deal. And I said, okay, I'll give you $33,000 second mortgage. He said, no, you won't. You'll give me a $21,000 second mortgage, a $6,000 third mortgage, and a $6,000 fourth mortgage. And that very day, I learned a technique I'd never known before. I wrote the book, Nothing Down. It sold hundreds of thousands of copies by this time, and I didn't even know this technique existed. He goes, I'm going to sell the second at a discount to a friend of mine who wants to make a high return on his money, and I want the $15,000 in cash I get at the discount. So he turned my note into a $15,000 discounted cash chunk for him. So I got in with absolutely nothing. He got out with $15,000 in cash plus all his money back from the fix-up. And then he had a $6,000 third that he gave to a builder that helped him fix it up. And he kept a $6,000 fourth for himself. And it was 3 years, balloon, interest only, 10% interest, 3-year payoff. And so I get in with absolutely zero down. No, of course not. I don't want to keep it. I want to sell as fast as I can sell it to somebody else who wants to live in that property. And I turn all the balloons over to them, you know, let them pay the $21,000 and the $6,000 and the $6,000, which they obviously did because they got in with nothing down themselves. They were just absolutely ecstatic to be able to buy a property like this with nothing down. Now, I didn't make any profit on this, but I made, say, $10 million in profit from the PR that was generated from that. Can you imagine to be in the front page financial section of the LA Times, buying home without cash, boastful investor accepts Times challenge and wins. Yeah. LA Times, pictures of all the 6 properties that I bought. I actually bought 7, but they only reported on 6. Pictures of all the properties, the story of how I found them. And I was so tired at the end of buying these 7 properties, I quit for the third day. I said, I'm done. You know, here's $20 back in change. I'm out. So we lived and moved and ate and bought 6-7 properties in 57 hours. And that's one of the reasons that my fame has followed me ever since. I get to talk about it to you here 40 plus years later. It works because of the principle of seeking out the highly motivated seller. And most people don't do this. They quit after 20 or 30 no's, or a realtor tells them, are you out of your mind? You don't buy property with nothing down. Of course, that means they wouldn't get a commission. So of course they're going to say that. Mm-hmm. And so bottom line is, you look for the highly motivated seller. Sometimes it takes you a month or two or three. In my case, 3 days. I found 7 of them in 3 days. But it was an interesting market time. Today is starting to move into the very similar time frame. Interest rates are going up. Highly motivated sellers are coming out of the woodwork. Before, it was buyer's market. People were bidding the prices up, and the person with the biggest amount of cash bought it. Now, that's not the case, and it'll get worse before it gets better. But anyway, that's me.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story because, like you said, it feels like we're kind of moving into similar cycles where getting creative with real estate versus just the typical transactional real estate that most people are used to, which is kind of in the last several years, right? You could be an idiot and still make money in real estate for the last several years. Now it's getting to the point where sometimes there's a little bit of creativity allowed here. Is that what you're seeing as well, based on your really 50 years of experience almost?
Yeah. This is creative finance time. So when were they? The run up to the 1980s, during that recession, that was creative finance time. That means people had a hard time selling, and therefore they're willing to accept creative offers. And rather than all cash, strong buyer, which has been what it's been for the last 10 years. Remember 2008? There were a lot of highly motivated sellers in 2008, 2009, 2010, 11, 12. You could buy properties for as much as you wanted. You could buy 100 properties. I know people who did. Yeah. Also, people who lost 100 properties during that time. But you look for highly motivated sellers because of the hot market and all this COVID money chasing all the real estate deals. People were moving out of cities. They needed new properties. They needed a new home because they were going to work from home. They didn't need an apartment. You know, they wanted real estate. Now, this too much money chasing too few real estate deals meant the prices were going to spike. But now they leveled off. And that's good for us because real estate, the best 2 things about real estate, well, the best thing about real estate and the worst thing about real estate is exactly the same. Liquidity. If you need liquidity, if you need to sell and you need cash, you have to wait until an offer comes along. Therefore, it's illiquid for you. That means you can't sell it. like you can in a stock market. You push the button, it's sold, you got your money in your bank account within seconds. That real estate's different. You know, you put it on the market, you wait for an offer, a buyer falls out, you know, you got a month, you got 2 months, you got 3 months. And in the meantime, your money problem has gotten worse and worse and worse. And you got more and more flexible till finally you go, okay, I'm out. Take me out of this thing. Give me my price and I'll give you your terms. And you go, great. The terms, nothing down. Or they'll say, give me my terms, which is all cash, and I'll give you the price, which is 10, 20% below the market. So that's what we're looking for. And they're not easy to find. Because right now, there's just all these wholesalers are coming out of the woodworks and they're just wholesaling everywhere. They're finding and flipping these properties constantly. And then we've got all the big money that's coming into the marketplace. All these huge hedge fund people are putting billions of dollars together and they're buying whole neighborhoods of houses. New houses that are being built, like 30 houses built by a builder. They'll just buy them all. And then they own them all. They turn them all into rentals. And they go, that's the place to put your money. Shouldn't you learn something by that? Shouldn't you learn that the smartest money on the planet is not doing money into stock? It's because stock is so dang volatile. It's ridiculous. And any madman in the world control the stock market with just the right bomb in the wrong place. And therefore, it's illiquid. That illiquidity costs with a cost. If something bad happens, the liquidity comes out. People run. So look what happened to the bank that failed in
Silicon Valley.
Yeah, talk about liquidity. And then what did our government do? Bailed everybody out. What the stupid thing was that? Idiots. Idiotic. Stupid. They had insurance for $100,000. They should have put their money in a better place. They should have learned the risk. There's risk. Money, you can lose money. Government should not be writing checks like that. That's just ridiculous. Right. Because every one of us is going to pay the price of that. That means all the debt's going to be added to our national debt. Inflation is going to be with us for a long time. And therefore, every single person pays for the stupidity of not only the people in San Francisco, but the stupidity of the government. And they're just trying to save the economy. Well, that's just, I'm going off on a tangent.
No, it's true.
I can't remember where I was.
Well, I know time's flying. So I kind of want to follow up this last question. For those that want to be more passive investors, and maybe they're not actively investing, maybe they're not doing the wholesaling, the flipping, what would you recommend for them to watch out for right now?
Well, yes, passive investing is great. Your rates of return are not as high. Your risk is a lot lower, though. And the time is zero, you know, basically. Therefore, you're willing to get a lower rate of return. You're willing to let somebody else make maybe the lion's share of the profit. And therefore, you got to find somebody who's got a good track record. I want a beginner out there who's trying to put together a syndication. It's their first time they've ever done it before. Don't put your money there. They'll have to learn by borrowing somebody else's money. Don't you do that. But obviously, there'll be lots of places to place your passive income into real estate. Got lots of ads on the newspaper, I mean, on the radio, television, online, advertising for it. So just do some searching, track down the goods. And you can point to lots of people that you've dealt with in the past that have been stellar, you know, stellar rates of return and stellar lowered risk and are just professionals. I would say you're the one that should tell them where to go. But I highly recommend that if you're too busy at a job that you love and therefore you want your money to be working for you, so eventually when you're not working, your money is doing all the work, then you need to get into real estate ASAP. And now are going to be more deals, more small apartment buildings. You know, there'll be more syndications that are happening. This is a good time. This is a perfect time to do it. You know, right now.
I tell people a lot of times, that's good advice. I tell people a lot of times, like, you can be a hearer of the word all you want, but it's really about being a doer of it. And so many people I see watch sitting on the sidelines, getting ready, saying, well, maybe not now, because it seems like real estate might be scary. I'm going to wait a while before it's not scary.
No, actually, we want to buy when it's scary. That's when you want to buy. Let me tell you why. Why should you not be worried what the future of the real estate is? Will we have another 2008? Well, if you're buying right, recommend to you, you're going to buy wholesale anyway. You're going to have some cash flow. You want some cash flow. So frankly, if the property drops in value by half, where are the renters going to go? They have to have a place to rent. There are always going to be people. There's new babies being born every single day. The economy is growing. It will always grow. There will always be room for real estate. It might catastrophic collapse like 2008, but guess what? We came out of it. We're going to come out of it again, frankly. So if you buy right and you have positive cash flow, you don't care. You just don't care. if it is increasing in value, you're thrilled. Thank you very much. And if you do what I recommend that you do, you buy two properties a year for 10 years, and you got 20 properties in 10 years from now. If you're doing it passive income-wise, do it that way. If you're doing active income, you get a better return, but hey, eventually you have 20 properties that are free and clear. Is that a retirement for you? Yeah, those properties be renting for $2,000 a month times 20, or you're into it. You know, you're netting $30,000. Yeah, you're in $250,000 a year on 20 properties. Yeah. So, you know, this is, you're a non-traditional financial advisor. You're telling them not to do the traditional things because of commissions and everything else. You're just saying, hey, you got to go where the real money is. This is where the real money is. Real estate always
works.
Yeah, this works. This works.
Amen. Obviously, other than just going to Amazon to buy your books, which is obviously a great thing they can do too, where else would you recommend for them to get to know you better and see your stuff?
Oh, just go to robertallen.com. I have a free book that you can download there that you'll love. It's called The Challenge. And The Challenge, this book right here. The challenge is of me going to the unemployment line and selecting three people who had no money, no job, no nothing. They made $5,000 in the first 90 days and $100,000 in the next 12 months. This is the actual story, like a novel. You get to know these people. And the reason why I'm saying that is, buy nothing down. Well, your clientele probably has money. They do. But you know what they have? They got kids, and the kids need to learn how to do it. So if the kids come to you and say, I want the money for this property, dad, mom, give them this book and say, go read this book. If these unemployed people can do it, you can do it. And if you find a really, really, really great deal, maybe I'll come in as a partner, but not until you do one or two by yourself. That's what I would do.
Sounds like a great, really appreciate that. That's awesome. Well, everybody, we'll put that in our show notes as well. So you guys can go ahead and download and get that, The Challenge there. That sounds like an amazing story, amazing book, and definitely something I think you could apply in your own life as well as your family's life, which would be a great gift to them as well. So definitely check that out. Robert, again, appreciate your time today, and everybody else, make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.